Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For you to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. And by the way, live here on the airwaves means from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Now, I don't know what time that is for you where you are.
Figure it out.
I was in Saipan doing this show, and, you know, live on a Friday night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. was 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday morning. So, you know, different places, but it doesn't matter where you're calling in from, because not only can you call in on the phone lines at 855-450-3733. For those using old phones, you've got to dial a 1 first, so it's 1-855.
That's still a thing?
450-3733. But a regular cell phone will get you there. I don't know how that works around the world, but I can tell you this. If you go to Discord... That's discord.freetalklive.com, and you sign up for an account there that allows you to chat with all our chatters in there, say hello, Discordians, and listen and do a variety of things. There's all kinds of stuff going in there. But one of the things you can do is right on the left-hand side of the page is four different on-air call-in lines where you can call in, and you can sound really good. So the number, 855-450-3733 or discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Steven in Ohio. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yes, that is Stefan, by the way.
Terribly sorry, Stefan. I've done that multiple times.
It's okay. I was actually going to call about the new planned restrictions for public schools that Ohio is going to enact.
Is this in, like, August?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so the guidelines, they have mandatory mask wearing for students and teachers.
Interesting. That's got to be really difficult to wear a mask all day. It's one thing to walk into the grocery store with a, you know,
probably
strap your mask on as you're walking into the grocery store or whatever, but all day long?
If it's the same mask, it's ineffective.
If you think that's a... problem. I mean, it is, but it isn't. A lot of individuals that work at hospitals, if they don't get the flu vaccine, have to wear them for 8 to 10 hours at a time.
So. Okay, well, but then they change masks. You can just get the vaccines that are appropriate for being a health professional, and then you can just not do that.
Unless they don't want the vaccine, and that's their choice. But anyway, what I was going to get to was not only that, but they are going to have temperature checks every single day to make sure that they're not sick.
That's incredibly invasive, and I don't think most people know why.
TSA's I know about that. Hold on, wait, Melanie. Why is it a problem for people to get the temperature of people as they wander by?
So if you have female employees and you are recording their temperature every day, which by the way is mandated in the state of New Hampshire for the time being, you can know really creepy things about your employees. You can know. When they ovulated, you will know they are pregnant probably before they do, because most people don't pay that close attention. It's called thermo charting, and it is fairly accurate. You will know if you have somebody you're not quite sure how old they are, you can know if they're either on the pill or if they have reached menopause yet. You could just really know everything about this person's cycle you would like to. You could probably diagnose them with a couple of cycle-related illnesses if you really want to.
That sounds like a HIPAA violation.
Do you think schools have this secret plan to take people's temperature and know if somebody's ovulating?
Nope, I don't think they do, but
Nobody said that.
I didn't pass their laws either.
Well, what I've been telling people that have a problem with this, and for the record, I'm not in favor of public schools at all.
No,
but
that's
what
the
I've
problem.
Been telling, what I've been telling,
there's your problem.
What I've been telling everybody to begin with is, if you have a problem, because everybody's like crying and screaming about this, even a lot of libertarian types, which kind of disturbs me. If you have a problem with it, nobody is forcing you to send your child to a public school. Isn't this kind of a matter of choice? Where if
just
you don't like it,
it, Yeah.
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 If you can stop paying for it and send your kid elsewhere.
Well, yeah. Sure. So as long as it's a government building that's voluntary, which is a really weird intersection, okay, I guess so. And I don't think people should be sending their kids to public school regardless of how it's funded anyway. But, I mean, is this just schools? Because in most states, it's kind of across the board.
Well, these are just the regulations they put out for schools that the health department put out. We've been having it for here in Ohio. We're a big manufacturing state. Temperature checks have been mandatory at a lot of factories as well. However, these restrictions are slowly going, you know, going away as they're doing the reopening. But for schools, they seem to want to keep these in effect for when they reopen. Now, they are subject to change. Obviously, we don't know everything about COVID-19 and its effects. So maybe in a month or two, we'll know something we don't know now, that maybe they'll kind of rethink this. You know,
if you have a fever, is there a secondary check to see what's causing the fever? Or is it just
get out, flat-out ban? You shouldn't be coming into school if you've got a fever.
Well, if you're like 99.9, it's not all that bad.
That brings up an interesting question. A, women's temperatures tend to be a little lower than men's. Also, bigger men tend to be a little higher than smaller men. There's a few things. And then there's just sort of the bell curve of it all. Some people, like me, for instance, they just have hotter temperatures.
Yeah.
And
you're going to be excluded everywhere.
Well, I won't
because
be.
You run
but there's if for everybody who's me, there's another for every 100 of me out there, there's one dude who's another half a degree or 3/4 of a degree Fahrenheit above that, and then for every 100 of him, there's one guy who's another 3/4 of a degree higher. And like I don't know. I mean, I'm just making up some numbers here, but ultimately, that guy's going to have a really difficult time getting a government school education. But I do
or
agree
traveling,
with you, Stephen.
They're bringing it to TSA.
They're doing it at the TSA also. Stefan, I do agree with you. We should not, or we should or should not be arguing about whether or not to add carrots to the already poisoned stew. All right? So the stew is poison. I don't care if they add carrots to it. That's how I feel. And so government school is a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison indoctrination center and shouldn't exist in a free world. So what
Call
they do at
is.
The door.
It's indoctrinating daycare is what it is.
Yeah. Yes. So yes. If they're going to do weird, creepy things, they should be doing weird, creepy things to the parents who have a say in the matter, not the prisoners.
And if you if you don't want to send your kids there, you shouldn't be forced to pay for it.
Well,
agreed.
Nobody's disagreeing, but what I would ask you is, in this case, even though you would be paying for it if you lived here in Ohio, regardless of whether or not it's coming out of your tax dollars, would you still send your children there, or would you keep them at home?
I would personally
would
do my
be
best
at home.
To keep them at home, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to people who try very hard not to do that. So my kid,
I pay a lot of money a month to make sure that even if we all die, my kids won't go to public school.
I pay a great deal of money to an organization to take care of educating my kid now because he wanted to go to school. And I wouldn't send him to a government school if I could avoid it. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that in so much as they've already robbed you of your money.
That's not the issue, though. Like, if you want to go to the library, I don't have a problem with that because it's funded by taxes, but that's not really my biggest issue. My biggest issue is that it's a mental torture camp that strips you of your will.
But
desire to learn.
School, to some extent, does that anyway, right? Like, I went to a private school from kindergarten through eighth
grade. You went to a private school that existed in a state where they had to have regulations that more or less made them like the public school.
In a paradigm where public school existed, and my private school was more or less like a public school, except better. And admittedly, my grades diminished in the government school, so that's a big difference.
Same here.
But
sorry. I went to a private school, and I understand what you're saying. You know, public schools, they're kind of like RC 100. They teach you nothing.
No sugar in, no caffeine, nothing but taste. I'm sure that people are learning things in government schools. Lots of smart people have come out of them. You can use that resource to learn, but by and large, I would say my personal experience between the two was that the teachers at the there were the lower paid teachers at the Christian school were far more motivated in what they did than the higher paid government bureaucrats who had to live in this little anthill beehive kind of mentality. Thanks for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you disagree with my positions on government school, you are welcome to call in and excoriate me. You will not be the first. 855-450-3733. You may, however, be the only one tonight. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding, and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DINOVITE.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. For those of you who have ever heard about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest in New Hampshire, some big changes have occurred, and apparently you... I guess that Forkfest and Porkfest are going to have some kind of melding going on now.
What?
Does Porkfest know about that? Or?
Well, Porkfest is changed.
Okay.
And you can go to forkfest.party to find out more. So this is all going to occur over the course of 2 weeks from late June to early July in New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, where it's always been. And I think it's going to be a an interesting year. Obviously, I'm expecting fewer people with the whole COVID thing, but maybe
not. Do anarchists care? I don't know if the people who go to Porkfest and the people who care intersect very much.
One of them just texted me just now during the break and said, "Do you think this whole COVID-19 thing is the biggest scam ever perpetuated in the world?"
There you go.
So
that's the kind of people that go to Porkfest.
Right? I don't.
Yeah, it's more of an issue of is Rogers going to be open? Because no, if they're open, I feel like people are going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be.
How does Porkfest benefit from this melding with Porkfest?
You're going to have to go to Porkfest.party.
Okay.
And talk to them about it.
All right.
I don't know. Some people aren't going to meld, and other people are, and I don't know. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And I swear, at some point, we'll get back to this article about the MMR vaccine.
Well, I don't know if we want to read, like, an entire research article in the air that's... I mean, I can read the summary, but then...
What's the synopsis of it, then? Just basically, if you get the MMR vaccine, you're less likely to get COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, so, it's just published epidemiological data suggests a correlation between patients who receive measles, rubella-containing vaccines, such as the commonly available MMR vaccine, and reduced COVID-19 death rates. Similar observations were recently noted in a Cambridge study at Young et al., who noted protein homogeny between the COVID-19 virus and the rubella virus. Corroborating the evidence in this report, the epidemic association suggests that a measles rubella-containing vaccine as currently produced may be protective against severe disease and death from COVID-19 exposure.
And so that's why old people who didn't get the MMR vaccine...
Or who had it wear off.
Young and at this point. Okay, so very, very interesting. There you go. I'm going to retire that article then. Excellent. We'll go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
You're okay?
No.
No.
How's this? Is this better?
It's much better.
Yeah, it's much better. Sounds like you're...
Okay. I just wanted to say that, I've taught in public high schools in
yes.
Washington, D.C., and in Lower Saxony, the Federal Republic.
So you think they're the greatest thing ever?
Now, hold on. In Lower Saxony, Germany?
Yes, sir. That would be in Hildesheim.
Okay.
And, there's a great diversity among teachers, but on the other hand, I would say, actually, that the vast majority of teachers are really concerned about their kids, and even in public schools. I mean, I can't imagine it. There are probably possibilities, but I can't imagine a teacher who has really little or no interest in kids, because kids are so amazing. And
that doesn't actually negate whether or not a public school is a good place for a kid to be.
Yeah, and I guess my point on this one, Robert, is that for me, I'll tell you my experience, and this is the only thing I can talk about. Most people, when they choose between government schools and private schools, if everything was the same, meaning they didn't have to pay money, would choose to send their kids to private schools because, I don't know, reasons. But for me... What the reason was is that I went from the dean's list. And for those that don't know what that means, that doesn't mean I was in trouble every day. What that meant was that's a higher than honor roll.
Super smart guy.
Well, super studying. I don't know about smart or not. In eighth grade, I was on the dean's list every single quarter. And then when I went to ninth grade, when I switched over to government school, I failed two classes, biology 1 honors and English 9 honors. And I can't tell you why it is. I don't think those two teachers were bad teachers. But something occurred where my grade point average went from the very best in my class to crap.
The culture you were surrounded by.
And I don't know what happened. Do you have an idea, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
The difference is the teaching methodology. A good teacher has to keep switching the style of teaching because some kids respond to some things better than other things, other teaching styles. And also you have to change the way in which you do it. Maybe you might have this kind of exercise or that kind of exercise, or maybe a little bit of competition or classroom competition or competition between students. Or
how much of that is actually encouraged in public schools?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to one in a long time.
It depends upon, in the systems in which I operated, both in D.C. and in Hildesheim, Germany, actually they were very, very good about encouraging those kinds of things.
So you were in Washington, D.C. This is one of the districts where, now I don't know every district in D.C., but I will say this, that when I read this article that was from, what was that, HuffPo, that 19% of government school graduates were functionally illiterate and up to 40% in some districts. One of the districts that was mentioned was Washington, D.C. Now, admittedly, there's lots of districts within D.C., but that was a word that was mentioned in the article. Did you find that many of your students were functionally illiterate?
Well, it depends, like I say, on the teacher and how well the teacher can control the classroom. You know, classroom management is a very hard thing, especially for children who maybe are not getting sleep at night or not getting proper nutrition.
Yeah, that's really difficult. Like, how in the world could somebody who went to school to learn how to educate people possibly be expected to educate people who are hungry, angry, sleep
awake
deprived,
well before they need to be,
like naturally. All kinds of problems that go on. I mean, somebody who's basically living in a war zone, how could they possibly educate them?
Well, I created a situation, Leo, like they have on TV where they have those game show contests.
Yep.
And the kids went nuts to compete in those contests. They had a grand time.
That sounds like fun to me. And
they had a great time.
The more teachers that do stuff like that, the better. Thank you for the call, Robert. And, I do not want to say that I don't think that there are good teachers in the public school system. I think there's some people doing some amazing work. But you
can
have the
best. They burn out real quick, too.
But that's not even the moral quality of the teachers is not even relevant to whether or not public schools are effective at what they claim to be effective at.
So what do you mean?
So you could have really good people who really want to succeed, and by either their incompetence or external factors they have no control over, they don't accomplish what the stated goal is.
Right. Well, it seems like teachers are becoming less and less and less teachers and more deliverers of whatever the legislative content is. That teachers, you know, even when I was in school, had a lot more flexibility than they do now.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's why
I
asked how much that's encouraged.
It doesn't seem
like it's encouraged all that much right now.
I have a problem with the entire methodology, but even if they are all good people, that says nothing about the results.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Most states are beginning to reopen, but without clear federal guidelines, some areas are opening more cautiously than others. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber, who's in the center of Florida's outbreak, says he's taking a gradual approach.
We're going to go slower than even other parts of the county and certainly every other part of the state. in large part because there's so much disease here. But more than that, I don't think anybody really has a playbook or a manual for this.
The total number of confirmed cases worldwide is 1,470,000. One-third of the total cases is from the United States. The global death rate from COVID-19 is one-third of a million. U.S. deaths are approaching 90,000. Just as in the United States, European leaders are weighing the risks of reopening without a vaccine. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Richard Bright, who headed America's Vaccine Development Agency, said he was removed for being critical of the Trump administration's COVID-19 response. On CBS's Face the Nation, HHS Secretary Alex Azar said he stands by his comments he made in March when he said the risk to average Americans remains low.
I was always focused on warning that the situation could change, that at the moment the risk was low to any individual American. So I stand by that in the sense that that's what the public health people were. I don't make this stuff up. I go with what Fauci and Redfield and Shookit and Messonnier and others say because they're the public health experts.
On ABC's This Week, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro accused Bright of being a deserter in the war against the coronavirus. In hearings this week, Bright said that Trump officials had ignored his warnings about the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The conversation about schools extended into the break. And, one of the with Robert who called in, who sounded like a great public school teacher at one point, and I'm not saying they don't exist. I certainly do believe they exist. I was revealing that my grades in private school in eighth grade were significantly higher than they were in public school in ninth grade. And that basically you had a pretty good example here of sort of a scientific experiment.
Right? Or at least, one data point.
Yeah, it was better than most. I mean, it's better than most, right? Taking a kid who is on the dean's list and move him to a different environment, he learns the same, all that other stuff, and then suddenly he's bombing out of classes.
Was the work too difficult in the public school?
I don't think it was the work that was too difficult. Nope. And I'm going to reveal what I believe the difference was. The difference was I was terrified because I had been taken from, a school where there were 50 kids in a class. So split into two classes, two homerooms or whatever, and moved into one where there's 1,500.
Wow.
Those 50 kids paid X number of dollars per year. Their parents paid X number of dollars per year to send them to the school where the doctors and lawyers and whatever good folks of Bradenton, Florida sent their kids. The 1,500 student, the parents of the 1,500 students in that freshman class at Bayshore High School paid Zippo to send their kids to a middle-class welfare, babysitting day prison. And what did you get? Inmates set of middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. These kids, in many cases, the bullying began right away. Like the first day, they saw somebody new, different, and weak, and, you know, I got beat up relatively regularly, treated badly in the hallways. It's not like I was Mr. Popular at the Christian school either, but I could achieve through academics.
But someone was valedictorian of your class.
Yeah, somebody was valedictorian.
Someone made it through all that and
sure. Somebody
well.
Probably
well,
who started.
Just because that's how math works. Right. There is a highest number. It might be like 1.5.
No, but. I mean, there are kids that do well or whatever, and the valedictorian, a girl, not as likely to be beaten up in the hallways, yeah. I'll say that.
Save it for the bathroom.
And, I was just terrified and in a different environment and those kind of things. And the kids can't learn well if they're terrified. That, government schools, if you want your kid to learn how to knife fight and cuss, there's a great place to send them.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. I don't hate government school teachers, but I do think that that's the worst education that you can give your kid. If you look, and I'm willing to bet here, I'll make a bet on the air, 99% of times that you look at the, for a given grade, for a given school district, the worst school in that district is going to be a government school.
Oh, yeah. I'm not taking that bet.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
So, there you go. And also, government school attendees are overrepresented in prison. These are some facts that keep me from sending my kid to government school. It's not that I think that your particular government school, where your particular child goes, is absolutely a hellhole, although mine was the best one in the county. I actually didn't go to the government school that was my house was in the district of.
You got an exemption?
No, I went where my grandmother lived in the district, and I just used my grandmother's address.
Nice.
So, I was able to pick the best school in that particular district. The best middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. So, anyway, I wanted to be upfront about why I thought I didn't do well between 8th grade and 9th grade. Apparently, food prices are going up. We had talked about this previously. Melanie, you have an article?
No, I just buy food sometimes.
Okay.
So at first, I don't know if it was a little bit before the lockdown, a little bit after the lockdown, you would go to the store and you better like be in line outside the building like half an hour before it opened and maybe you could get some food.
Okay. So the shelves were empty. I did get to see this. There, I never
if,
had to experience
if you went
that.
Like an hour after the store opened, you weren't getting any fresh meat, you'd be lucky to get, like, the last box of, like, frozen meat and not a whole lot of vegetables. They were out of salad, like lettuce.
These are the sort of things that I was hearing about on Saipan, but I was not experiencing it at all. The only thing we had a problem obtaining on Saipan was hand sanitizer.
I can corroborate Melanie's story with my personal experience as well because my wife is, enjoying herself quarantine. She's choosing not to go out and socialize with people right now.
Okay.
So I've been doing more of the grocery shopping before the lockdown.
It doesn't do her any good to self-quarantine.
If you're not.
Tell her that, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
She knows that I associate with people known to
associate. She knows you're here, presumably. That would be hard to hide.
If she sends you to the grocery store, send somebody to the grocery store who's going to be more irresponsible than she is because that person doesn't care as much. Like, she would be, the logical thing to do would be to send herself to the grocery store because then she could shun being within 10 feet of people or whatever the case
may be. She could sanitize everything and not touch people and do all that stuff.
Yeah, but then and she'll sanitize the stuff when I come home.
To send an irresponsible person to the store
totally
and then have sex with them later.
Maybe, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, well, there's good days and bad days. Yeah. I've been married 15 years, pal. You can't... No, cry me a river. Ultimately, sooner or later, the mood strikes them.
Right.
And, that's not, it's not a system that works.
Understood. So talk to her.
Because I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to do grocery shopping at your house.
Right. But I do the grocery shopping where I have done. She still goes now. She's laxed it a little bit. But in the beginning when there was like the big fear, we were at Sam's Club before the lockdown actually happened. And there was plenty of meat. on the shelves, right? But the guy was like putting out the ground beef or whatever, and he said like, this is the last rack. Like once this is gone, it's gone. I'm like, okay, you know, we got some frozen whatevers. And then like a couple of weeks later, making the rounds again, just like Melanie said, like, you know, meat was gone. Like I went to the grocery store to, you know,
yeah, like they open at 8. If you're there at 9, you ain't getting nothing.
And I stopped off after work. So it was like, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock.
So nothing.
Completely gone. Except for, you know, there's like, you know, I called my wife. I'm like, hey, how bad do we need hamburger? Because it's the, you know, the organic fresh, you know, like there's 2 packs left and they're ridiculously expensive. So if we don't need it, not getting it.
One time I went, they had one thing on the whole wall of like chicken, pork, everything. And it was like this tiny pack of like grass-fed organic like lamb.
Yeah.
It was like this.
They
thing.
Had some of that left.
Yeah,
but one pack and that was it.
And my general barometer for, you know, meat prices is I used to get the 10-pound log of ground beef from Walmart, and so my price point on that, like whenever we shopped elsewhere for ground beef, I would compare that price to this price, and it was $20 for a 10-pound log.
So what is that?
$2 a pound.
Okay.
Right. I was in Walmart a couple days ago. That same log, which they finally have back in stock, right? Because every time I've gone in between, empty, right? They had like 3 of them back in stock, $40 for the same log.
Wow.
So $4 a pound, twice as much as it was, you know, a month or so ago.
See, now, this is one of the arguments for supporting your local farmers. We get, we go in with a friend on a cow, and we had pigs for years. I mean, I've still got pork left over.
Thanks.
Admittedly, it's probably 18 months old at this point, but it was frozen the whole time, and it's just fine. It mixes into spaghetti real great. We just had some last night, as a matter of fact.
It's difficult for us because we're in an apartment. She's like, should we get a chest freezer? I'm like, and put it where?
Yeah.
Like, where are we going to do that?
It costs money to store massive amounts of food that can't just sit on the shelf. But beyond that, so even if that's where you get your food from, if there is a shortage of food in general, then you still have a problem because he might not continue to sell to you.
Are prices going to go up?
Well, they have.
They have.
No, I mean over the summer. Are prices going to continue to rise in food?
I kind of hope so because the supply is lower.
I can't imagine it not.
I hear they're shooting hogs and leaving them and burying them with the front-end loaders. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, because that's what we do. We make it so that you can call in and discuss whatever's on your mind. Kind of like social media before social media ever existed. And with all the hate and vitriol.
I don't know about that.
Not all of it.
We can still get some of hate and vitriol.
Yeah. Well,
we'll just explain ourselves as to why we hate you.
Better.
The best you can do is
instead
hang
of
up
just
the phone.
Face and everything.
We have better debate tactics than they use on Facebook. How's that? I want to thank the amplifiers generally and Sid, a silver amplifier, more specifically. If you would like to be an amplifier and support what we do here on Free Talk Live, and specifically what we do is allow people to call in and talk about what they want. We support freedom of speech, the kind of democratic access that nobody else gives in the media. Like, nobody else does it. Free Talk Live does. And if you like it, well, go to amp.freetalklive.com and support us. Also, we support liberty like no other show does. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Vance, calling in from Virginia, listening to WNIS. Vance, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Evening, everybody. I wanted to bounce back. You changed subject a little bit there.
Yeah.
With the food situation, that's an important thing that's going on right now, but I want to bounce back to the education system. Has anybody mentioned, you guys might have, with all of these school closures and everything, are we going to, as the taxpayers and, you know, what they steal from us, are we going to see a rebate?
No.
No. The teachers are still getting paid, see.
The private school I sent my son to said, we consider your tuition to be a contribution.
Wow.
So, no. Now, they're making an effort to do something online, but frankly, I can tell you that young Master Edge,
in some cases, chooses not to do his work. There's no grade coming out. There's nothing to preventing or incentivizing. I've heard government school teachers, I know a couple, say that they've basically been told that they need to be there for the kid, meaning, you know, grades don't matter.
Pat on the back.
Yeah, that it's supporting people during these uncertain times.
Oh, because they're trained to be a psychologist instead of a teacher, obviously,
yeah,
and are qualified to do this.
Vance?
So you mean to tell me that even though they're not attending their elaborate taxpayer-funded daycare centers, that we're still having to pay for it? I mean, this
right.
Yes.
My blood pressure just went up 20 points.
So, here's the thing. Even if they gave you a rebate for the schools, they'd find a way to extract that money from you elsewhere. To the point where, because a lot of the businesses are shutting down, there's a whole bunch of municipalities not getting their tax revenue, right? The sales tax, business tax, whatever, that they're looking, I forget, you know, which municipalities specifically, but they're looking at raising property taxes, right? Because they got to come up with the shortfall from somewhere.
Which is completely...
And who are you going to lean on?
Completely obnoxious, because just ignoring the illegitimacy of their organization, it's like, well, we shut down our entire organization. Why don't we still have revenue? I'm surprised. Why do we have less revenue now? Well, you shut down your organization.
That's the way economics works, bureaucrats. And this happened during the economic downturn. Remember when housing prices were going up, up, up every quarter? Your house is worth more. Go out and buy an Escalade. Tick, 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 tick. And then, right? You remember that whole thing? Well, municipalities took it in the pants. Because their revenue is based on a percentage of your house's value. And when your house goes from being worth $300,000 to being worth $100,000, then their revenues fall dramatically. Well, their problem, they didn't stop their spending. You know, right. They're putting in all this stuff. They had huge problems. It's like, where's our money? Well, these are the most irresponsible people around, and they're not going to get responsible just because government, you know, we're here to feed them. We are the tax cattle.
Right.
They are the parasites that suck our blood. And
so if you own property,
the way it is.
They can just raise the tax regardless of what the value is assessed at. Right, if the value is assessed lower, they just raise the percentage of the tax.
Yeah, because they're not a stakeholder. They don't just get like 1% of your profits. They get a percentage of what they say the land costs.
Right.
But interestingly enough, the land was assessed probably before they forced your business to close. And they're still saying that the land is magically worth the same amount that a forcibly shut down, basically... condemned property basically is worth the same amount as a property in a zoned business, which is just a psychotic position to take.
I'm from Hawaii, and what I know that they've done in Hawaii, not property tax related, but they would do it with the gas taxes, right? They would the gas would be like a certain dollar amount, say like $3.50 a gallon, and then when oil prices dropped, gas prices should drop. That's when they raised the gas tax. So that it was still $3.50 a gallon, and then when oil prices went back up, they didn't lower the gas tax, right? The price just went up to like $3.75 or $3.80 a gallon, and then when it dropped back down, they would raise the gas tax. So the price never really came down in any significant quantity because of that, and they'll just do that again.
That's they're gonna get their money.
That's what I'm saying. So whether you get a rebate from the school system because of the schools are shut down or not, they're gonna find a way to get it from you.
Juan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello. Juan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Concerning COVID-19, I do believe it is for real. But what I'm wondering is if something got away from a lab. The reason being is this, how fast it spread. And the other thing was how fast China moved to build a hospital. What? Over a month or so. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Okay. Nice. Thanks for the call, Juan.
And my general response is, so what? So what if it was?
Yeah, I feel unqualified to assess that.
I've seen evidence that it could have escaped from a lab, but that doesn't mean that it was lab created.
Well, even if it was lab created, that's what scientists do, right? They mess with things. They do experiments. It wouldn't surprise me if it did escape from a lab, But then
make it a bioweapon just because it escaped from a lab.
Are we holding the lab responsible?
Like, I don't know how you're going to sue a lab in China.
The bill? Well, that's what I'm saying. So even if that conspiracy theory were true, what difference does it make in the current situation? Right? If it came from a lab or from eating a bat or whatever, right, the answer should still be, no, we don't need to lock everything down, and people should be free to choose whether or not they go out on their own.
I agree with all of that, certainly. I think that the political football aspect of this, and I like that term, political football, because, you know, an issue gets run up and down the yard lines until, you know, one of the sides, the red team or the blue team, takes it and scores, right? And this really has become a political football because at this point, the one side, the blue team, says that the red team is in cahoots with Russia. And the red team says that the blue team's in cahoots with China, right? So it behooves the red team to say, right, like this whole COVID thing is, hey, the Chinese, and they did lie, right? Like they lied about their numbers and all this stuff and made COVID look a lot worse than it was. Their draconian authoritarian tactics for dealing with it were mimicked by governments around the world. The whole lockdown came as a result of this. The fear, did Trump do was he able to read the future and do a fantastic job? No, he didn't. Do you think we'd be better off with Joe Biden, guy who can't even put on a pair of loafers anymore by himself? I mean, this, we're going to run Hillary Clinton again, but this time an old man who's riddled with dementia, right? I guess
I was playing a clip of Joe Biden for my wife because she did not believe how incoherent he was. And then she looked at me when he was being incoherent, right? She looked at me and was like, wow, is that edited? I'm like, no, it's not. And then he got really good real quick. And he goes, he sounds good right now. I go, because he's reading from the paper.
Yeah.
Like, if he can read off of something, right, he can form those sentences. But the minute he has to, like, form a coherent thought on his own, off the rails.
Do you remember the bad lip reading?
Yeah.
Bad Lip Reading was this YouTube channel where they would, some brilliant person, probably a deaf person, would read the lips of politicians and then say incoherent babble, like the seagulls gave my kid an F in trigonometry, or, you know, just like weird things that they would say.
But it matched up with their lips.
They never have done a bad lip reading with Joe Biden because they don't need to. He's rambling already. I don't know. I'm not going to go out and vote for Trump because Joe Biden's a nut. But I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden just because I hate Trump either. These choices really, I didn't think it was possible to get worse.
Focus 2020.
Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.